Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who is called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples again were in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
So did anyone here watch Jesus Christ Superstar last week? Any? Yes? Mm-hmm. Thumbs up? Thumbs down? Thumbs up? Yeah, kind of. Pretty good? I thought it was pretty good. I have had the song stuck in my head for about the last week. And I thought John Legend made a good Jesus, though his voice didn't like quite cut through like long-haired hippie Jesus from the 2000 movies. But it was good. But there was one issue that I had with it. It wasn't Andrew Lloyd Webber's kind of lazy rhyming. It wasn't the historically inaccurate depiction of Mary Magdalene as a prostitute. Those are issues, but that wasn't my main issue. The biggest issue I had was the ending. It ends with the crucifixion. And that's it. The last song of the musical is literally called John 1941, but John has two more chapters before the end of his gospel. I was a little disappointed, since, after all, it was Easter evening. We had been to see the empty tomb, and yet here I was back at the cross. We had just celebrated Easter, but this movie left me in Good Friday again. So today, in our gospel, we are going to start with the real ending of this story. We are here just a little bit after Jesus Christ Superstar left off. If you are here for our amazing Easter vigil, you heard the first story of Easter, how Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene when she went to the tomb, and she runs back to tell the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." But as we begin our gospel for today, the disciples, too, have been left in Good Friday. Even though it's the evening of Easter, they are sitting in a locked room for fear of the authorities. Our text says that they are afraid of the Jews, but the disciples are Jewish. Jesus is Jewish. They are afraid of the authorities for both the Jews and the Romans, the ones who just killed their leader. Mary has declared to them earlier the good news of Easter, that Jesus is risen, and yet here they are, fearful of others, staying safe inside, afraid of death and its power over them. And so Jesus arrives on the scene, saying, "Peace be with you." He shows them the proof that they were hoping for, that he is not dead, he is not a ghost, he is not a spirit. Jesus lives, and they rejoice. But rejoicing is just the beginning. They've got a job to do. And so Jesus breathes on them. In the same way, at the very beginning of creation, God created Adam from the dust and then filled him with the breath of life. Jesus here begins a new creation filled with Easter life as he gives the disciples the Holy Spirit to encourage them, to teach them what to say, as he breathes Easter life into their Good Friday lives, he sends them out to be the church, serving like he has served them, heading out into a world where people are still held captive by the powers of death, still living in fear. Our Easter story leads straight into Pentecost, as the end of Jesus' story leads into the beginning of ours, the beginning of the church. But there's still more story to go here because someone was missing. Thomas was not there, and he does not believe. We often hear this story called the story of doubting Thomas. Thomas the skeptic, who just couldn't believe the testimony of others, the one who has to see to believe. But I don't think that's fair, because that's the same as everyone else so far. The disciples did not believe until they had seen Jesus. Mary herself at the tomb does not believe until she sees Jesus. Thomas just wants what everyone else has already received, the resurrected Christ. And in fact, Thomas is actually a step ahead of the other disciples because they have seen Jesus. They have been given the breath of the Holy Spirit, and a week later, where are they? They are still huddled together in the exact same room. The disciples and Thomas still all need proof of God's triumph over death and the grave. And that is exactly what Jesus provides. Because in the end, this story is not about Thomas or the other disciples at all. This is the story of a God who knows what we need and provides. This is the story of a God who will burst through walls to find lost people stuck in Good Friday and brings them with him to Easter. This is the story of a Savior who comes back to find the church that he has encouraged, reassured, filled with the breath of the Holy Spirit in the exact same place that he left them. And instead of rebuking them or blaming them, he has come back to give them another sign. We get stuck in Good Friday too, don't we? In the brokenness of this world, it's easy to live in fear, to live like death has the final word. But each week, God comes to us again to breathe new Easter life into us as we get sent to bring this good Easter news to others. We see this life in action in our reading from Acts this morning as they live in common, not worried about scarcity, trusting in God's abundance for the entire community. This community of believers has not seen Jesus in the flesh, but they believe without seeing. They too have received the breath of the Holy Spirit flowing through their community and out into the world. I heard a story of a church in Houston this year, where normally they spend about $100,000 on advertising for their Easter services. It sounds like it might be just like a little bit bigger church than ours. They normally get TV ads and billboards, But this year, instead of worrying about getting people in the seats, they wanted to spend that money differently. And so they bought medical debt in the area and paid it off. They ended up freeing over 4,000 families from over $10 million of debt. They were filled with the breath of life, flowing as they followed the resurrection as it burst through their walls and headed right back out. And wherever we are today, Jesus meets us here too. In our bread and wine, we too receive this Easter breath of life, and we are sent out into a Good Friday world, ready to proclaim that Easter message in word and deed. Alleluia. Jesus is risen. Thanks be to God.